Look, if there's a person who's under more pressure than Mike Baird and Troy Grant in New South Wales, it's a fantastic young woman named Claire Bird, who is Gerry Harvey's racing manager. This very capable young woman, who's highly acclaimed in the thoroughbred industry, somehow manages to win some races despite her boss. Now, she's heard what I said. She's called Gerry. He's demanded that I speak to her. Hello, Claire.
Good morning.
Claire, I in no way wanted to insult you, but let me assure you I wish to insult the bloke who employs you.
No, I can understand that. I try to insult him whenever I can as well.
Mm. Claire, do you remember meeting me at the Magic Millions one year?
I do remember, yes.
Mm. Do you remember Gerry telling me that I should purchase a horse by King Cougat?
Unfortunately, yes.
You nearly laughed then, Claire, didn't you?
Yes, we had a few too many King Cougats to be worthwhile.
And Gerry instructed me this horse was probably going to be the next big thing on the racetrack. What I didn't quite understand was it was going to be 18 hands high.
Oh, is this Bruno 22, is it?
Yeah, this is Bruno's little brother.
Oh, okay.
Mm, this is Bruno's little brother. Bruno's little brother is in retirement somewhere in rural Queensland because he couldn't trot.
Yes, no, a lot of those King Cougats couldn't get out of their own way. They got run over by the ambulance.
So what do I have the honour of the phone call? You're not upset about my inference that Gerry knows nothing about horse racing, are you?
Oh, no, I'm not upset about that inference at all. I'm just on the way to the Warwick Farm races and I was listening and we've got three horses in today, hoping to get a winner, but you never know with Gerry's horses. We'll just have to see how it goes.
Well, Warwick Farm, I'm really happy, but I often refer to Gerry and talk about the fact that when I see races at Cootamundra, Kyneton, and other exotic places across rural Australia, that I see the blue with white cross sashes. Now, Singo explained to me, Claire, that he wants to this to happen, and I'm supporting this, and I don't know whether you will or not, okay?
Yeah.
That the horses that race in metropolitan Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne carry the blue white cross sashes and the blue cap, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Then for horses that race midweek, we have a second set of colours. And then for the bulk of Gerry's runners that race in country areas of New South Wales, Queensland and Victoria, we have a third set of colours. I would suggest white with a red question mark.
I would not disagree with having that, but no, they actually do race all in the same colours. And
yeah, I know that.
It's kind of confusing, and I'm sure Singo gets very annoyed seeing them go around at places like Maruya and Queanbeyan when people think they're his, and they're always not, they're always Gerry's.
Well, I can just imagine seeing these colours. I'm looking at the Risa website now, Claire. Goulburn, Corowa, Moree, Wagga Wagga, Lismore. I saw one at the Gold Coast the other day in his colours, and he bags me all the time about racing horse on the Gold Coast. I beat his horse on foot.
No, that wouldn't surprise me.
Okay, Claire.
We do have a few we should get rid of.
Yes, I've got that on tape. I've got that on tape. His racing manager says there are a few we should get rid of. Now, for the punters out there, you're going to Warwick Farm. How many runners did you say, three?
We've got three, yes.
Any chance? Any of them?
Probably one called Serve and Volley. She's starting fresh up today. She's got a reasonable record on wet tracks and she's got some good city class form, so she's probably our best chance.
What race is that?
I think she's in race two.
Hang on a sec. I'm going to go down the Risa page. There she is. Steve Englebrett.
Correct.
Deanne Pena.
She's riding very well at the moment.
She is. I saw her the other day win. Yeah, there it is, Gerry Harvey. So it's obviously maiden. Five starts, 2 seconds, 1/3.
Yeah, but it's not that bad for one of his.
It's another one. You're going to come on every Wednesday and do tips for me from here on in, okay?
I'll tell you what, not to back.
Claire, good luck at Warwick Farm.
Thank you very much.
That's I don't know if she's going to keep a job now. That's Claire Bird, the racing manager for Gerry Harvey. I thought you were going to come in and attack me. She's bagged him heavier than I do.